When Elizabeth first ascended the throne in 1558, she was undecided about which religion England would embrace during the course of her reign. During Queen Mary's sovereignty, Elizabeth, on the surface, appeared to be a Catholic. She attended Mass and proclaimed herself to be Catholic. During the early months of her own rule, Elizabeth continued to attend Catholic Mass. Instead of taking rash action that could lead to civil war or a dispute with Catholic Spain, Elizabeth chose to wait for Parliament to make a decision regarding the proper line of succession. In 1559, the Act of Supremacy was restored, and the English Parliament recognized Elizabeth as head of the Church of England. It also reinstated the religious acts passed by Henry VIII and Edward VI, so that by 1559, Protestantism again became the official religion in England. Against the background of this English leap back into Protestantism, Pope Pius IV became increasingly alarmed and wrote Elizabeth several times, encouraging her to return to Catholicism. When she refused, Pius IV announced publicly, I quote, that indulgence and pardon would be granted to anyone who might attack Elizabeth. In short, Catholics were encouraged to do all they could to end Elizabeth's reign, to end her life, and in this way hasten the rollback of Protestant influence inside England. In the year 1570, Pope Pius V opted to win back England through any means necessary and published his Reinans in Excelsis, which vilified Elizabeth, the pretended queen of England and the servant of crime, as a heretic and released all her subjects from any allegiance to her. Catholics who obeyed her orders were threatened with excommunication. After years of secret negotiations, the Reinans in Excelsis excommunicated Queen Elizabeth I and forced her subjects to choose between loyalty to Elizabeth or devotion to their Catholic faith. At this time, Elizabeth and her government still had qualms about forbidding Catholicism outright, and therefore she had adopted a policy of leniency toward the old religion as long as her subjects attended state-sponsored Anglican services. But Pope Pius IV and his prohibition against Catholic attendance of Anglican services increased religious tensions inside England. The old religion was beginning to lose steam simply because Catholics were unable to hear Mass, take communion, or to give confession. Most Englishmen opted to remain loyal to their country, and therein lay the conflict that would define the next 50 years of English history. Sir Francis Walsingham emerged to play a critical role in blocking three major Catholic conspiracies to murder Queen Elizabeth and replace her with Mary Stuart, Queen of Scots. I will now discuss each of these plots separately. Robert Ridolfi was an Italian banker who handled financial affairs of the London merchants. He aroused suspicions when he started delivering huge sums of money to the Bishop of Ross, an informant of Mary's and a member of the Catholic underground inside England. To question him, Elizabeth's chief advisor, Sir William Cecil, called upon one of his proteges, Francis Walsingham. Ridolfi easily explained away his connection to the money, dismissing his suspicious activity as simply part of his job. The matter ended there. Under Cecil's influence and with an eye towards establishing an English intelligence operation inside Catholic Europe, in 1570, Queen Elizabeth appointed Walsingham as her ambassador to France. It was not until the spring of 1571 that a foreigner attracted the attention of customs officials and was arrested. That man was Charles Bailey, a servant of that same Bishop of Ross. The documents he was carrying included a book and, more importantly, a sachet of letters written in code. The letters were switched before Cecil was able to read them. However, Bailey revealed under duress the contents of those letters. The letters were from Ridolfi and they detailed his recent meetings with the Duke of Alva in the Netherlands. A plan was being hatched to overthrow Elizabeth by a Spanish invasion and to replace her with the Catholic Mary, Queen of Scots. The letters were addressed to 30 and 40, who upon subsequent investigation turned out to be the Duke of Norfolk and Lord Lumley. It was Walsingham, who was still in France, who obtained the necessary clues to discovering the letters' intended recipients. His information also led to a large stockpile of gold that was being moved north on Norfolk's orders, presumably to finance the entire operation. Ridolfi turned out to be the mastermind behind this impromptu plan, but he was in Italy and would remain there for the rest of his life. This astounding plot opened Walsingham's eyes to the serious, imminent dangers to the English crown posed by Catholic Europe. This was one of the first major plots against Elizabeth's life and rule, and the Ridolfi connection all but proved the entire operation had the support of Pope Pius V. The Ridolfi operation convinced Walsingham that Mary was the enemy, pure and simple, as he wrote later, the focus of all that threatened Elizabeth and her realm. Sooner or later, she would have to be dealt with, as would the power of Catholic France and Spain.